With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. There's a film festival in Butte this week, and there's a rumor that the head of the EPA may visit the mining city soon, too. Montana Standard editor David McCumber joins us now. David McCumber, thanks so much for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Nora, thanks for having me. It's great to talk with you again.
Butte is known for a lot of cultural events, the Folk Festival, the Irish Festival, but there's been something new on the horizon in the past 2 years. Can you tell me a little bit about the Covalate International Film Fest that's happening this week?
Nobody really knew what to expect when these characters came and bought the Covalate Theater and announced plans to hold a film festival. And last year was just terrific, and so many great things came of it. I mean, first of all, people really loved it here, but a lot of filmmakers came who had brought their films to the festival and totally fell in love with Butte. They fell in love with the architecture, with the setting, and vowed to either move here, as some have done, or do work here, as even more have done. That's just a really cool thing, and I think it really plays into Butte's economic development future. To me, there's a really good chance that Butte's next incarnation will be as a creative center.
So this is the second year of this festival. What kind of changes are they making for this year that you're aware of?
The first thing is it's just bigger. I think they're screening 110 films, narrative features and shorts, documentary features and shorts, work from youth filmmakers, and so forth. It's a very ambitious schedule. They're also making the admission free just at a baseline level, and then they're selling VIP tickets for events and things like that. But the good news is that, you know, you can go to a lot of films for free admission.
That's something that really stuck out to me about this film festival, just how they're trying to make independent film accessible to the Butte community. How has that free admission been received?
Well, we'll see this week. They were pretty well attended last year, and I just have a feeling that this is going to be a banner year. And the other thing that's happened around the festival is that they've also started a production company, and they bought a wonderful old wreck of a building. They're going to make a production studio with an animation area, with a sound studio, with rooms for editing and special effects, and living quarters for filmmakers and producers. And I just think it's a great idea, and it just shows how this festival is kind of growing in scope.
With all the films that they're planning on showing, are there any that you're really looking forward to or have a Butte focus that you're excited about?
Well, there's both. There's a great Butte documentary about Robbie Knievel, Evel Knievel's son, called Chasing Evil, that I think will be really popular in Butte, and from everything I hear about it, it's supposed to be just great. We ran a story this year about this bizarre electrical accident out in the backcountry where this hunter was nearly killed, nearly electrocuted. They made a film called Charged. I think that's the opening film for the festival. So, you know, that's a Montana story, and I think that'll be pretty well received.
Wow. Well, it sounds like this festival is going to be really rich and diverse, and hopefully we'll bring some good energy into Butte. Taking a different tack altogether and circling back to some Superfund news, I know that the Montana Standard has reported over the summer that Senator Steve Daines has invited the head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, to come and visit a Superfund site in Montana. What is the latest news on whether or not Pruitt might visit?
I talked to Senator Daines probably, I guess, a couple weeks ago when he was in town, and he said that his office and Pruitt's office are exchanging dates, and it sounded like it was getting down to the nitty-gritty that it was very, very likely going to happen this fall. And Daines said the first place he's going to bring Administrator Pruitt in Montana will be Butte.
What kind of impact do you think that would have on Butte having the EPA administrator actually visit the largest Superfund complex in the country?
Well, in a way, the impact is up to Scott Pruitt. I mean, I think it's useful for him to see what's here, for him to hear from community leaders and people who are active in trying to improve the cleanup here. And I hope that he can take away the realization that There's a great deal more work that has to be done here, that EPA has to stay the course. And indeed, many in the community feel like EPA needs to do a lot more than it's been doing. Obviously, this all comes in the context of the Trump administration proposing, you know, more than 30% budget cuts for EPA, even though Superfund has been touted as a priority in the Trump administration's EPA, it too faces, the Superfund program faces 30%+ cut right now. I suppose it could really help if Pruitt could come here and see what's here and see what needs to be done.
When top administrators do visit towns like Butte, is there often a chance for the public and the community to directly engage with them? I know that transparency and access to decision-making around the Superfund cleanup in Butte has been such a contentious issue.
That's absolutely right. It has been a contentious thing. It remains so. I think there will be a chance for a group of community leaders, and not just the elected officials, but people who are really active on the ground, to meet with Administrator Pruitt. I know I've talked with the EPA facilitator here, who's expressed a desire for that. And also Senator Dane said the same thing. He said he hoped that the administrator could come here and have a frank conversation with people who are stakeholders in this. So as far as a wide open to the public meeting, I mean, I have no idea if they'll schedule such a thing, but I'm at least hopeful that there will be a wide enough group seeing Pruitt that he will hear more than one version.
Right. There are so many versions of that story and so many perspectives on what needs to happen. David McCumber, it's such a treat to have you on Montana Public Radio, letting us know what's happening in your area in Butte.
Well, thanks again. I really appreciate it, Nora.
The Covalite International Film Festival is running now through September 17th in Butte. To find out more about the over 100 films they're showing and more about the free admission, check out our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.